Amen. We're going to bring Brother Waldrop to the pulpit to preach the word here tonight. We want to get behind him, back him, help him. Amen. Believe in God to give us a great visitation. Amen. You believe him with me? Amen. I've seen I felt God really moving in various parts of this service, but we haven't really got that continuity yet. What do you say? Let's go there right now before I bring him to the pulpit. Come on, let's all get in one mind and one accord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. God, we exalt you. We worship you. We magnify your holy name. God, we invite you to take charge of this service completely, totally, from this moment forward. We pray for your perfect will to be done and accomplished in every life. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Brother Walter, and obey the Lord tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Howard. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. As you're standing tonight, I invite you to turn to the book of Psalms. We are reading from three different Psalms tonight. Psalm 68, Psalm 103, and Psalm 116, along with Pastor Howard. Welcome to all of our guests tonight. We are certainly excited for what the Lord has and is, and we're believing will continue to do in our midst. And we'd just as soon that include every one of you in this place tonight. Praise the Lord. Before I read my text tonight, I want to share a testimony. We prayed for a man last night by the name of Bill Ross. This is a father of a friend of Brother Darrell Bible on a ventilator. And his son had reached out and asked us to pray. And so at the end, toward the end of prayer service last night, we took a couple of special needs before the Lord. And this man was one of those needs. And this was, I guess, his son's text today. Prayer works. He got off the ventilator yesterday afternoon and is sitting up in his chair right now. This is a miracle from God. Keep praying and tell my brothers and sisters, thank you so much. We still have a ways to go with rehabilitation. I'm so excited. Amen. Let's lift our hands and thank God for a miracle of healing. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We praise you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. He's good. Amen. The theme of this service has been how great God is. And we could never express our gratitude for his greatness enough. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Again, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Go now, please, to Psalm 103. We'll read two verses of Scripture, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forget not all. Everybody say all. Forget not all his benefits. That signifies that there is a lot to be thankful for and a lot to remember. Don't forget all his benefits. Lastly, Psalm 116, verse 12 is a very powerful question that's asked. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? There's that word all tied again with benefits. What shall I render unto the Lord? What can I do to repay? What can I do for God for all he's done for me? Amen, amen. The first verse we read tonight says that the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. Amen. I want to preach the word of the Lord tonight on this subject, loaded with benefits. Amen. Would you lift up your hands and let's praise the Lord together? Would you thank the Lord for his goodness? Would you exalt his greatness in this house? Lord, I worship you. I love you. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence that has been in this house and is in this house right now. God, I'm asking for grace upon me to minister your word and upon this congregation. Lord, to have ears to hear what the Spirit says. God, I pray enabling grace to rest upon us all tonight. Lord, we want to be sensitive to your Spirit. We want to experience the fullness of your will tonight. Everyone said in Jesus' name. Please be seated. Lord, bless you. Now, most of us, and again, this is not a dig on anybody. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm just helping us understand something about our nature. When we hear the word benefits, our mind typically, automatically starts to move in a certain direction, and most of the time it has dollar signs attached to it. In this modern age and in this present time, benefits are associated with monetary remuneration, aka insurance, 401k, dental. You ask somebody about a job interview and they said, man, this is a good deal. They're offering so much salary plus. And we read in the Bible that the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. But God's benefits don't always have dollar signs attached to them. God's benefits, their value cannot be calculated. They're invaluable. There's no way to calculate their worth in reality. And so the problem with many religious opinions is that serving God is all about what he will do for you. There are, if I could say it this way, there are perks to living for God. But that's not why we live for God. That's his business. Blessing is God's business. We don't serve God for his blessings. If God chooses to bless us, thank the Lord. If he chooses not to, thank the Lord. He's still God, and the privilege is still ours for the opportunity to serve him and live for him. My, it seems like more and more often I'm just overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude for the privilege of even knowing who Jesus is. And allowing and being afforded the opportunity to be in the church of the living God. Having a revelation of the mighty God in Christ. Having a revelation of repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. The infilling of the Holy Ghost. And all the good things that God is and has and will allow us to partake of and to be recipients of. And I get overwhelmed, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. God, I want to thank you. Thank you that I'm in the church. And I take it a step further. Lord, thank you for the privilege of getting to serve you in Tulsa. and to live for you and to be a part of what you're doing in this city. It's not an I've arrived situation. It's a gratitude. What an opportunity. Not because I've been called into the ministry, that's part of it, but you have been afforded a great opportunity to live for God, to be in the church, to know the truth. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so, as I was praying this afternoon, it seemed like this a fresh appreciation for the goodness of God. And this word, benefits, just started rolling over in my spirit in it, and found its way into my prayer. And the longer I prayed about it, the stronger I felt it. And so I want to talk about benefits tonight. He daily loadeth us. Even that word, loadeth. Amen. I will not ask if anybody's loaded tonight. And so we have read the three places in your Bible where we read the word benefits, plural. Not benefit. Benefits. Many benefits. And Psalm 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? Now, this word, again, it doesn't necessarily have a monetary connotation. It, in its essence, it just simply means an act of grace. God being good to you. A bestowment. In other words, God says, I've got something that will help you, and I want to give it to you. Hallelujah. And that benefit, that is a tremendous benefit when God bestows something toward you. When God allows you to be a recipient of something He as God has to offer. Amen. There's things that God has that no one else has. And if somebody has it, I guarantee you they don't have it like God does. And when God has it to give, no one can match that gift. No one can match that bestowment. Amen. That word in the Hebrew that we get this word here in Psalm 116 and 12 benefits from, it means to deal fully with or to recompense. In other words, God's not going to cut corners. He's going to deal fully with you. Amen. You won't ever feel cheated with God. Oh, hallelujah. You'll never outgive God. And you never regret what you give to God in consideration of what God gives you in return. Again, it's not about what we get. It's because we love the Lord. It's because we take pleasure in serving Him. Amen. It makes me happy to make God happy. When I know I'm pleasing God, that is really all that matters. That is payment enough, knowing that God is pleased. Amen. Amen. I'm not telling you how to pray, but it would be good for this attitude to get a hold of all of us. Lord, there's nothing I want more than to please you and to do your will. Nothing else is more important. Pleasing God is number one. Doing his will, being in the will of God, synonymous, making God happy, doing his will, pleasing the Lord. And so this is in a context. This is the 12th verse of Psalm 116, and he asked this question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And so obviously he's got some things in mind. There's some benefits that he is thinking about. And so I want to direct your attention to the first verse of Psalm 116. And Brother Garrett, if you want to put that up here. As one evangelist said, if you want to throw it up on the board, go ahead and throw up. Throw it up. Psalm 116, and we'll start in verse 1 and meander our way through this here. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Benefit. God hears your voice. You're not wasting your time when you pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive your sin and I will heal your land. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? And this one of the benefits he's thinking about is that he hath heard my voice and my supplication. He continues in verse 2, because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Amen. There's never a time, thank you, Pastor Howard, where we've arrived and we have no longer a need to pursue after anything else from God. Amen. As long as I live, I'm going to lift my voice. As long as I live, I'm going to speak his name. As long as I live, I will call upon him. I've never arrived. I'm just learning more and more about the Lord. Verse 3 of Psalm 116, the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. And you're thinking, how can that be a benefit? Well, just hang on. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. He's just extending this on out. He's just given an example of what he's been doing, of this benefit of God hearing the voice of his people. Verse 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Benefit. The Lord preserveth the simple, those that are in danger, those that are naive, those that are inexperienced, those that sometimes bite off more than they can chew, sometimes those that get in over their head, God will step in and preserve. Amen. Amen. Thank God for his benefit. I was brought low and he has helped me. What shall I render unto the Lord? Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. God's been good to me. I'm overwhelmed with God's goodness. I'm absolutely overwhelmed tonight with how good God is. Again, not for the stuff, not for the things. We're talking about prayer. We're talking about God hearing our voice. What's that worth? What is it worth when you're in dire straits? What is it worth when sometimes all you have time to do is say, Jesus! And all of a sudden a miracle happens. The testimony that we read about the friend's dad of Brother Bible, what's that worth? What's that text message worth saying, thank everybody for praying, this is a miracle. God has heard my cry. What shall I render? What can I do? What can I do for God for the benefit of him hearing my voice? Amen. I feel to take this a step further here. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You need to speak out. You need to call upon his name. You need to realize and recognize and experience for yourself that God is listening for your voice. Oh, Oh, help me say it right. Holy Ghost. Amen. There's things that God wants to do in your life presently. There's things that God wants to do for you before you walk out of this service tonight. And the only thing that's keeping it from happening is you're not praying. You're not giving God something to work with. You're not lifting up your voice and calling upon His name. You're not realizing and recognizing how desperately you really need the Lord. Come on, somebody, open up your eyes and look around. Amen. This is not down in the Molly Grubbs moment. But the problems in this world, in this life, are real. He said that I was in a bad place. The sorrows of death can pass me. Hell get hold upon me. I was in trouble and sorrow. I don't throw in the towel. I don't give up. I don't shake my fist at God. I don't ask God why. But I call upon His name because He's gracious and merciful. Verse 8, for Thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits He has bestowed upon me? Thou hast kept my soul from death. What's that worth? That's worth more than a retirement plan from your corporation. That's worth more than doubling your salary. Amen. If God chooses to bless you with money, I'm so happy for you. Amen. Take good care of it. Be a good steward of it. Keep God involved in it. Amen. Because there's more where that come from. If you'll be trustworthy. But again, there's no dollar figure that you can put on delivering my soul from death. Does not the Bible declare the words of Jesus Christ, if a man gain the whole world? What is the whole world? All the wealth in the world. I don't even know if it could be accurately calculated because it's changing and increasing and expanding constantly. And from time to time, certain reports will come out of this CEO or this entrepreneur or the owner of this particular company, and their net worth is staggering. And sometimes you're like, what could I do? Amen. You know, it would be fun for a day. I'm thinking that there's a lot that we could get done for the kingdom. Just let me be you for a day, sir. You can make it up later. Oh my. But Thou hast delivered my soul from death. If a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what is he profited? Nothing. There is no profit in gaining the world but losing your soul. You're bankrupt. You've gotten the short end of the stick. You got the bad deal. It's better to gain your soul and lose the world. As a matter of fact, you can't really experience true spiritual gain until you say, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back. That's called repentance. Oh, hallelujah. When you approach God for who He is, not what He does, and you realize I'm nothing but a sinner, but if I'll repent, if I'll confess my sin, He is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. What is forgiveness worth to you? You have delivered my soul. You've delivered mine eyes from tears, and you've delivered my feet from falling. What shall I render unto the Lord? I feel so unworthy tonight. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for getting out all his benefits. God's dealing, this is what this word means. God's dealing, for getting out all his dealing or his recompense. Brother Garrett, follow along with me, beginning in verse 3 of Psalm 103. He starts listing the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with love and kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. God is not afraid of the word all. Forgiveth all thine iniquities, healeth all thy diseases, all those that are oppressed. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, forgiveness, healing, redemption, loving kindness, tender mercies, satisfaction, righteousness, judgment, mercy, grace, patience, merciful. Verse 11, for as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. What is that worth to you? I call that a benefit. Forget not all his benefits. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. The things that hell tries to hang over your head, the things that the devil keeps trying to resurrect in your memory and in your conscience, there is therefore now no condemnation. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank God, he daily loadeth us with benefits. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Not just everybody, not just anybody, not just somebody whose eyes popped open this morning and they're in a mess. No, those that fear the Lord, those that respect the Lord, those that reverence his word. Come on, that's not too much for God to ask. If you're going to experience his benefits, the least you can do is reverence him, respect him, obey him, love him. As for man, his days are as grass. This is verse 15. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. The wind passes over it, it's gone. The places thereof shall know it no more. That's the value and the worth of our own efforts. Momentary, temporary. I'm going to read that again. As for man, his days are as grass. It's the flower of the field. He flourisheth. The wind passes over it and it's gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. It's like it was never there. It was flourishing and now it's absent. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. Benefits. Benefits. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Amen. There are benefits. Would you lift up your hands and let's thank God for his goodness tonight. God, I feel your presence here. I love you, Savior. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I love you, Savior. I worship your mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's call upon his name together. Thank you, Jesus. I worship your name, oh God. Feels like I've got someone's attention tonight. Amen. I hope I'm helping everybody, but I've got a burden tonight for somebody and for somebodies that have not really experienced the fullness of God's benefits. You haven't really experienced everything that God has to offer. And I'm going to tell you, it's not God's fault. But it's the fear of the Lord. It's those that pursue after God. It's those that call upon his name. It's those that recognize their insufficiency and their inadequacy and say, God, I need some help. Those are the ones that God says, I've just been waiting for you. I've been waiting on an opportunity to show myself mighty. Amen. Even back in the book of Exodus, we know it was the will of God to deliver the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Amen. He stated that a long time ago before it all happened. He told, I believe it was even Abraham, that his descendants would end up in Egypt, but after a time he would deliver them. And so it was part of God's plan. It was God's intentions to deliver Israel out of Egyptian bondage. But the voice that spoke to Moses from the burning bush had some very important things to say. And he said, first of all, I have seen the affliction of my people. And so God sees what needs to happen in your life. God sees the bondage, he sees the heartache, he sees the turmoil, he sees the confusion, he sees the frustration, he sees. Few phrases later, God said to Moses, and I am come down to deliver. We think, great, God sees, God delivers, but there's something between what God sees and what God does about what he sees. And he says, and I have heard their cry. God saw their affliction. But he said, what I do is not based on what I see. I cannot come down to deliver until I hear their cry. Until somebody opens up their mouth. God cannot forgive a sin that you've not repented of. God is full of forgiveness. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. But it's those that fear him. He shed blood on Calvary's cross to forgive your sin. But your sins are not forgiven if you've not cried out for mercy. Ask and you shall receive. But you don't receive without asking. Seek and you shall find. But you don't find without looking. Knock and it's opened up, but it's not open if you don't want it bad enough to pursue after it. I feel driven in the Holy Ghost tonight to encourage somebody, to implore somebody, to challenge you in Jesus' name. And in the fear of God, give God a chance to show himself mighty on your behalf. He daily loadeth us with benefits. I'm trying to be careful here tonight, but that us is not everybody. He loadeth us. Who's us? It's his people. It's his church. It's his bride. Those that he's engraved in the palm of his hand, the apple of his eye. God loves the world. And God wants to do something special for everybody. But God can't do what he wants to do until somebody lets him. And God wants you to experience a benefit of living for him. But you've got to live for him to experience the benefit. Amen. Musicians, singers, please come. Church, stand. This is probably one of the most... not intentionally, but misunderstood verses of Scripture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who daily, or blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. And it says he loadeth us with benefits, but what the message is that this is the benefit. I want to read this verse of Scripture in a few other versions to help clarify the meaning. Blessed be the Lord who bears our burden day by day, the God who is our salvation. One version reads, praise be to the Lord who is our support day by day. Another version, yet we praise you, O Lord. You treat us with kindness day after day and you rescue us. Lastly, what a glorious Lord. He who daily bears our burdens also gives us our salvation. What a benefit. He does for us what we can't do for ourselves. I don't know who authored this song, but it's rolling over in my spirit. I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, in other words, he's saying it's not all good. I've had some hard times, some bad days, some weary nights. But when I look around, and I put everything in its proper perspective, and I think things over, all my good days outweigh my bad days, I won't complain. Sometimes, he says, the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. And I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? Anybody ever been there? Somebody might be there right now. I don't understand. But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. And I will not complain because God is so good to me. He is so good to me. More than this world could be, he's so good to me. His Spirit came to me and gave me victory. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Does anybody have a thank you for the Lord tonight? You might be in the middle of a valley right now. You might be so low, you got to look up to see down. I don't know. But what I do know is God is good. I know God is merciful. I know God is just. I know God is kind. I know God is gracious. I know he's tender in his mercy. I know he's slow to anger. I know he forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. I cannot get away from it tonight. I find myself right back again. God wants to prove himself to you. You just need to give him a chance. God cannot fulfill the word that he sent to you tonight if all you do is stand there and look around. I'm glad you're here. But faith without works is dead. And the word preached must be mixed with faith to be profitable. You've got to do something with it. You've got to receive it. There's an acknowledgement of the truth. There is an acceptance of reality. And that is manifested through obedience, submission, response, prayer, worship. You take what God has told you, what God has talked to you about, and you talk to him about it. You come to an altar. You lift up your hands. And from an open and honest and sincere heart say, God, I'm not all that, and I realize it. And I love you, and I know it's not about stuff. Forgiveness is not stuff and things. Redemption is not stuff and things. redemption and healing. Lord, this is not about a new car. This is not about a new pair of shoes. This is not about a raise on the job. This is about my soul. Benefits. Benefits. I feel such a burden. I feel such a burden for somebody tonight. God's got some benefits reserved for you. They're yours. And He is just looking for an opportunity to send them your way. Let's pray, church. Everybody, would you join? Come on, let's lift our voices in this house tonight. God, visit us in this house. Oh, we hear your voice. We recognize your word tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, if something has struck a chord in your spirit tonight, I want you to get ready to respond. We're about to enter into the most important part of this service, and that's your response to the word of the Lord. Does it mean you're greedy? Does it mean you're backslid? Does it mean you're a failure? All it means when you respond to God tonight is that I want the will of God in my life. And there's some things I know that God wants me to experience, and I want to say I want to experience them. As they sing this old song, I'm opening these altars for whosoever. Amen. You want what God has for you tonight. I know that's a very broad statement. I know that heck, you can make many applications, but that's just my burden tonight. There's a benefit, and there's many benefits. And I want to thank Him for it. And I want to pursue after Him. God is so good to me. I want it, Lord.
He is so good to me.
Come on, we've got room tonight.
More than this world could be.
Somebody needs to bring a praise and some gratitude. Because you're living in a benefit. God's forgiven you. God has cleansed you. He's forgiven your sin. He's washed you with His blood. Filled you with the Spirit. Revealed His nature to you. In the name of Jesus.